yummy.
Well, it sounds a little young, I guess. You know, children always say that.
You've done some of this hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through working, you might tell your friend, instead of standing there, you know, you might...
help out.
Or you've already finished, so you say, but you might... You didn't have to just stand there watching, you might...
You might have helped. Mm-hmm. Might have helped.
Okay. And someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week or sometime, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
might be able to.
Did you ever say I might could do it? Might could?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's not unfamiliar, though.
How does it sound?
Well, it sounds a little country.
And you say, those boys got mad and what each other?
Hit each other, beat each other up?
Or they what each other?
Fought with each other?
And you say, ever since they were small, they have...
fights?
Or they have done what?
Fought.
Okay, and, they'll get mad and...
fight?
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you say you had to start work before...
sunrise.
And you say you worked until...
sunset.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun...
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun...
You know what I would say? I'd say came up. But the word would be rose. I don't think I would... I'd say the sun came up. That's what I would say.
Uh-huh.
But rose is the word I guess you're looking for.
You say, when I got outside, the sun had already...
risen.
Okay,
come up. Or come up.
You'd just come up there too?
Mm-hmm.
And... you say if the wind's from this direction, you say that it, the wind is...
from the left? Or from, which hand is that?
Well, say if you say north, you say the wind is...
from the north, I would say.
Okay. And the wind halfway between north and east is called a...
I guess... I've heard the term nor'easter or something like that. Is that right?
What about between north and west?
A nor'wester?
Okay, what's the other directions? South and west would be.
But I don't think there's any, I don't think anybody would call it a southwest wind. I don't think I'd ever say a sou'wester or something like that.
What about south and east?
A southeast wind, that's what I'd say. And I think, just in general conversation, I wouldn't say a nor'easter either.
Do you have
northwest wind?
Think blue norther. Did you ever hear that? They use that term in Houston for wind that just suddenly comes out of the north, and the temperature will drop from like 20 or 30 degrees mm-hmm. on
and out. No, I've never heard that expression.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was...
increasing.
Any other ways of saying that?
Blowing harder.
What if it's just the opposite? You'd say it's...
dying, or dying down.
Okay. And you'd say all night long the wind...
blew.
And the wind must have put those clothes off the line.
Blown.
And the wind started to...
started to blow.
And you're kind of bird that can see in the dark. With the big eyes.
An owl. Owl.
Okay. What do you call the little ones?
Baby owls.
No, they're grown, but they make this really scary noise.
A hoot owl.
Okay, what other time?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm sure there's several varieties, but I've always thought all owls were the same.
There's one kind that makes a noise like someone...
a screech owl.
Hmm?
A screech owl.
Have you ever heard any superstitions about owls?
Well, you hear that owls are wise.
What about owls connected with death? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
You ever heard him called a peckerwood?
No.
What do you call the... Have you ever heard the word peckerwood at all?
No.
What do you call the large woodpecker? About the size of a half-grown chicken.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Some people call it Lord guy. Did you ever hear that?
No.
And a kind of black and white animal. It's got a real strong smell.
Skunk. Skunk.
And what general name would you have for animals that say they've been coming and killing your chickens?
Predators?
Or just a more common name? For...
Oh.
Did you ever use the term varmint?
Oh, sure, but I didn't really associate it with that.
How would you use it?
Well, I just think of a varmint as being some mean, large, mean animal.